Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Heart of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, we're applauding. I'm just in like, yay mode, because we are back. If you have been with us, then you guys know that we are back. We were live from the Andes in Blue Mountain last week. We are back here right now to talk about how to discover heart through polarity as this final week, this final, can you even believe it, guys? Here we are in that last week, in that center of the storm energy, getting ready. By the end of this week, we are bridging into the final month of the 4x4 energy. It is an extraordinary time to truly discover heart through polarity.
And this time that we're in is an excellent time to become more confident and clear in your own practices, your own resolution and commitment to your path of awakening. Because as we move through into July, there will indeed be an energy that says, are you sure?
Are you sure? And you know, are you sure? Make sure you are here with us next week. We will be live next week, and we will be giving you all of the July revelations, all of the July energy updates. And I know you're already feeling it, right? You can already feel how huge this is going to be. Now, hey, speaking of huge, I'm not sure if we have any phone lines open or not yet, but you can try jumping in. Remember, just call 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And if you are getting through, awesome. If you get a busy signal, just means that our lines are full, but hold on to that number, because as soon as we say hello to a caller and hang up, that means it's time to call back in. So let's dive in and let's talk about the heart. You notice today I opened the show a little differently. I said, welcome to the Heart of Passionate Action, because that's what today is all about. This is a moment for you to arise and ascend through the polarity, through the energy that's happening. And, you know, Sri, I think we should start off, now that we're here at this kind of crescendo June moment, why don't we just take a moment and talk about this center of the storm? And remember, guys, if you've not checked out our video for June, or if you did, this would be a really excellent week to go back and watch it again, to look at that diagram that we posted. And you can find that video in two places. And if you've not been to sriandkira.com, check it out there right on the homepage, or, of course, at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we're going to be exploring today is how polarity can assist you. How polarity can assist you to find your center, to find your sacred heart.
Now, bring your hand to your heart and really feel that. Polarity assist you? Is that true, Sri? Is that, I mean, some of you are going, yeah, right, Sri. Well, the answer is yes. And it's all about your passionate action. It's about the ignition of your divine presence. And, you know, Sri, I just have to share, for those of you that are already going, wow, Sri and Kira, there's just like an extra amp in your step. There's just an extra energy. Gotta admit, being in the Andes, being up in Blue Mountain, having direct connection with the cosmic blue Essene. As a matter of fact, I want to give a shout out, all of you that are part of our miracle team, very special miracle team newsletter coming your way tomorrow morning. Remember, those of you that are miracle team, every Monday you get weekly energy updates and weekly messages pulled through just for you. The one that's coming in tomorrow came through at Blue Mountain. Pretty amazing.
Absolutely profound for this time that we are sharing. Now, one of the things that I want to offer you a little primer, a little foundation, because after all, what is polarity? You know, the Earth has a north pole and a south pole.
There's a question.
And some people have a misunderstanding or a wanting of further discernment, because there is duality and there is polarity. But there can be polarity within a pole of the dual nature of our existence. So the two are both synonymous and slightly distinct. So the first thing I just want to offer to you is duality
is the nature of a subject-object universe, meaning it comes with having an ego. When we have individuated, when we came out of that grand ocean of oneness, the compassionate ocean of infinite oneness, and we said, yes, I will expand the expression of love even into individuality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring the oneness of my divine soul, my divine heart, into an individuated expression, and I'm going into density.
I'm going in
where I'm going to have a separate body, a separate sense of self, and I'm going to carry the legacy of my oneness into the individual of my expression.
Yeah.
Well, God bless us all. That is a profound intention. That is a profound expression of trust in the oneness that I would be willing to step into separateness.
Woo!
So.
Now take a breath. I mean, bring your hand to your heart. Just kind of take a breath on that one, guys.
Absolutely, because we have all chosen this. So each and every one of you, in order to have made that choice, you had to have been a master. And this is one of the things that Kira and I seek to remind you each and every week. You are a master in form, and your mastery is inherent in your capacity to have individuated.
Now, if you are going, wow, yeah, this is making sense to me, we want to encourage you to take this a step further. As you know, at shriandkira.com, we relaunched after almost being down for close to, like, felt like forever, but we were down, you know, we were down for well over 6 months. But on the homepage, what we have been instructed and guided to do from the archangelic realm is offer these 12 lessons of light. Now, these 12 lessons of light are very unique. They are not like anything you have ever taken before. They are all direct transmissions from the archangelic realm. Most of them are directly from Archangel Zadkiel. Go register. They're free, right on the homepage, and you'll see where you can register just underneath the video. Now, why am I bringing that up in this moment? Because lesson one is all about the greater gift of the individual and how we refracted and how we came forward. And at this moment, right now, in this 4x4 energy, here we are in this moment of June, right? That last moment. This is an extraordinary time for you to really start saying, you know what? I am committed to arising. I am committed to ascending through the polarity, and I'm ready to reclaim, remember, and absolutely restore my divine mastery into my life experience right now. And these free lessons are absolutely like best friends waiting to help you along the way.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to explore today, in addition to chatting with some of our beloved community who has called in, is we're going to talk a little bit about polarity and how to use the polarity to heal, to help you lift.
Now, take that in. You know, I love how you said use. You can actually take advantage of this polarity energy. So rather than just complain about it, worry about it, freak out about it, get scared about it, create more doubt about it, why not harness it? Take that in, guys.
Absolutely, to harness it, because you are a conscious co-creator who, through your sacred intention to individuate, you became what is referred to as the individual, meaning the conscious individuator.
Yeah, baby. I love it.
And you have will, you have power, you have consciousness. And in that, you can indeed use the experience of density, of duality, of polarity to enhance your discernment and wisdom. And then in the second half of today's show, we're going to share an archangelic, some information from an archangelic ensoulment.
You're going to want to actually take notes. I think this is one of those shows where you're going to want to have a pen handy.
And we're going to wrap it all together. But you know what? It sometimes when we are learning, we have to start out with that which we don't know.
What is it that you always used to say? At first, you don't know what it is you don't know, right? Levels of learning.
Yeah, and that's the ignorance is bliss stage where you just aren't aware that you're messing up, because it's not a mess up if you're not aware of it.
Exactly. You know that you really don't know what you don't know. And there's a sense of bliss in that, because when you, what, you know, that old saying, ignorance is bliss, right? Well, that's part of what's happening right now with the chaos, guys, is that, remember the pyramid of spiritual awakening. The pyramid of spiritual awakening is imagine a pyramid broken into four levels, so to speak, horizontally, if you were to break it up. And at the very bottom, the primary or the foundation is density consciousness. And remember, it's the actual foundation. So there is nothing wrong with density consciousness. There is nothing evil about density consciousness. Density consciousness is the foundation of your divine dance, your experience with form. And 100% everyone is born into density consciousness. If you are carrying form, then this is about you right now. If you have a body and form, then you incarnated into density consciousness. And for all of you that are with us that do not have form, thank you for supporting us all being here right now.
Because once we take form, think about it, you're individual. You have left the ocean of infinite compassion and, like a droplet of water, have individuated from that ocean into a body or a vessel of form, which is a further refraction or individuation. And oh my goodness, there you are, kind of cold, naked, a babe in the woods. And the doctor says, hello, welcome to the world, and slaps your behind to see if your lungs will work so you can cry. Or at least that's the old time stereotype.
That's the old time way, because now think about the beautiful way that we've even ascended into childbirth. Now it's about beautifully being welcomed more times than not, and this celebratory energy. Yet there is still a essence or a sense of separation, leaving the womb, entering a body, and discovering density. And the reason we're chatting about this, my angels, is because as you learn to discover heart through the polarity, what you're really doing is sending the message of ascended presence into that body of form, so that the body of form can relax, so that the emotions can relax, so that you can relax. The more that you relax through the density, the more that you can harness and co-create all of the energy to be able to refine the blessing of your divine presence as you arise and ascend ever more. And think about it. At this moment, there is a lot of creative energy available. It's huge. It's like a prolific amount of creative energy that is ever more available than, quite frankly, has been in a very, very long time.
And that creative energy is being put to use in a variety of ways. Some of those ways are actually seem kind of harsh and cruel. And some of the ways that our creative energy is expressed is unifying and uplifting. And we get to have the playground of opportunity to do it all.
Oh, we do.
That's one of the benefits of taking birth here on this planet, is you get to do it all.
And when you do something as simple as place a hand on your heart, I want you to take a moment right now. You know, even if you already do this, right? Even if you've been doing it forever, take your hands right now. Bring them to your heart, just you know, one over the other, doesn't matter, left or right, but bring them so that they're actually a little high. You want them almost near that high heart area, and not in the throat chakra, but not over to the left over the physical heart, more in the center of the chest, kind of holding the energy of that entire high heart area that encompasses the physical heart. Notice that just this one simple act sends an immediate energy of reassurance, peace, and calm to the body of form. It's the way that you ignite the soul presence to come forward. Hand to heart, one hand, the other hand. Now take a breath. Let's go in. Let it out with a little bit of sound. And here's the trick, guys. Smile. When you exhale with a smile, you send a signal to the universe that you are here, you are ready, you are open, and you are available for divine guidance, thereby igniting the co-creative force of your divine mastery. This is the essence of the soul-based experience. And as Sri mentioned, the second half of the show today, we have a really incredible expanded teaching. You're going to want to take notes. But in this moment, just note how you feel. Try that again. One hand on that heart, other hand over that. Let's take in a deep breath. Let it out with sound. And smile. notice how quickly it shifts everything.
Your heart is the unifier. Your heart is the healer. Your heart is the gateway to the ascended state of consciousness.
So let's say that you're having you're caught up right now with some of the things that are happening. And you know, guys, we choose not to engage on this show all of the events, the news events that happen, because we suspect you're already plenty engaged with them. And so we don't need to talk about them per se. But what we do want to share is, if you notice that you are engaging something or something has engaged you and it leaves you feeling worried, it leaves you feeling sometimes downright panicked or concerned or preoccupied or in pain or sad or confused, one hand on that heart space, the other hand on that heart space, you take in that deep breath, let it out with sound, let that smile come to your face. And in an energetic way, you've just sent the mantra of self-ascension out to the universe. You transmit through the planetary thought body, right? Because you're jumping through all that fear and polarity. You go right through. You're on the other side in the fifth dimension and beyond, sending that clear energetic signal. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Now, I want to give you an example of how to use that simple technique to heal polarity, because polarity is a point of view. Polarity is a perspective that has become fixated on a particular set of circumstances and beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
So a very common one oftentimes is the belief that there's not enough, that I have poverty or I don't have enough money kind of thing. You know, poverty shows up in a variety of ways. Well, if you try to solve your financial abundance concerns at the level of the concern, you will start thinking of strategies to balance the polarity. So, for example, I don't have enough money, therefore I get another job or I get a second job. That's using the polarities of the lack on both the plus and the minus side. The plus meaning I have income, the minus meaning I don't. That's sort of like North Pole, South Pole, okay? So using the polarities at the same level of consciousness teaches you more about the polarity, but does not lift you through it. It's learning how to balance polarities. Whereas bringing your hand to your heart and doing exactly what Kira guided you to do a minute ago, you notice there's a sense of lack in your life, and instead of trying to think your way through it,
woohoo!
You lift into the heart and simply trust that I am enough.
Yes. Can you even say that right now? I am enough.
I am here. I am open. I am indeed a divine being that is being guided. And as we move into the mantra energy, we lift through the level of the problem and we find ourselves receptive to our innate wisdom and soul guidance, thus transcending the polarity.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. That's the relaxed energy of the divine master who is able to celebrate. Now, let's look at this specific moment, Sri. We are at the end of June.
Yeah.
This is the transitionary week. Remember, guys, we have been in this 4x4 energy, April, May, June, July, whereas May and June were this fabulous center of the storm energy. And earlier this month, we hit an apex moment. Now, it has not all been downhill since then. I've had people going, oh my God, does that mean it's all downhill? No. What it means is that we've reached a new high and we've been kind of on this plateau getting ready to go into July. And we'll be releasing the July video the end of this week. So you'll want to catch the July video probably around Friday this week, right at the end of the week. But the reality, guys, is that if you can gift yourself right now with relaxing and discovering your heart through your polarity, July is going to be an incredible journey, because that's really what July is. It's the July journey. It's all about getting ready for the journey of your life to hit its next level.
Yeah, the journey of your life begins with a sense of trust that you've learned the lessons you need. You know, when a person is having a problem in their life, they allow problems. We all allow problems into our life because we seek their gifts. You know, oh, wait a minute, I didn't want that problem to happen. Well, at some level, you were seeking to rediscover and reaffirm your mastery. You were seeking to discover your mastery in the level of abundance. You were seeking, for example, if you had an illness, to rediscover your capacity to heal and move into wholeness. We allow problems into our lives because we seek their gifts.
And remember, this is when we have lifted up through that density consciousness, because in density consciousness, what happens? Density consciousness, which everyone is born into, it is not a negative at all, but density consciousness is the opportunity for a kind of a me focus. When we start lifting through that, we move into that second strata on the pyramid, which is spiritual activism, which is actually where the entire planet is right now, and ironically, one of the most dangerous phases. We are all, every single being on this planet right now, at an apex moment of spiritual activism. And this is why the July journey is right ahead. And this is the week, this is the moment to harvest the blessing of having been in the center of this storm energy.
And that spiritual activism that our world is expressing will indeed enhance the polarity until we evolve through it. So, beloved ones, look in your own life and discover how the polarity is teaching you important lessons about oneness and wisdom.
And if you feel that you can't do it, or you feel that you're stuck, or you feel that you're having a challenge, bring heart to it. One hand up there at that high heart, then the second hand, you feel my smile already, right? You take in that beautiful, nourishing breath, you let it out with sound, and you smile, because that's the ignition. And you know, Sheree, speaking about ignition, we've had all of our phone lines full for a while. Why don't we just start saying hi to some amazing people.
Absolutely. We're going to go to line one. We'll say hello to Monica from Ohio.
Welcome to the show, Monica. Many blessings, Angel.
Hi, I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Oh my God, yay! What a gift. Well, I've got my ever-burning question, and I've been doing all my practices and the mantra of self-ascension, and I need a little help cutting through the illusion. I was hoping you might give me a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you, Angel. You know, as you were sharing, Monica, it's so funny. I just, first and foremost, I want you to kind of bring your hands to your heart, since we've been talking a lot about that today. Notice, and I'm noticing, I'm actually having a hard time hearing right now. The minute you started chatting, I'm getting these very high pitch tones in my ears. I mean, very, very high pitch. And one of the things that I encourage you to do is every time those are there, and in your case, whether you're aware of them or not, they're there right now. That's the moment to stop, connect, and ask, what are you trying to tell me? And I did that on your behalf. And all they keep saying is, I am enough. And they want you to sit down with colors. So like crayons or colored pens or gel pens, whatever, get one big piece of paper. And I just want you to creatively, beautifully start writing all over the paper. I am enough. I am enough. Big, little, curly, straight, cursive, print. I am enough. I am enough. And dance and connect with these high pitched tones. And they're saying the spiral of the ever refining divine light is around you now. Claim this truth and the gifts will appear. And that's the message for you today, my love, and enjoy. I just see you dancing in happiness, and we love you so much, Monica. Many blessings.
Oh, I love you too, Kira, and God bless you and Sri. Thank you.
Thank you, my angel. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Oh, indeed. I'll tell you what, we're going to run right to line two and say hello to Brian from Wisconsin.
Namaste, beloved Brian.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
I ever since I got my first mini soul reading from you guys and I left to Ohio at the beginning of last year, I've been relentlessly being tormented by my whole family, and I 100% been taken for granted by my whole family. All people know how to do is they're trained in this whole town to just throw everybody's life away. I remember that commercial by values.com that a while ago that you don't take somebody's life for granted or don't call people stupid, but that's all people are trained to do here. And I got my whole, like, people got my mom's head to kick me out of my own apartment, and I couldn't even feel safe in my own safe environment. I was stopped from even breaking in my Jiva eyes properly and stopped from getting the proper length properly, and I'm just been tormented lately. I want to get out of here. I don't know what to do. This is not right whatsoever. This is total, like, my life is being 100% humanly trafficked by my own family, covered up. I don't know what to do anymore.
I understand, Angel. So I love that you got through on this day. First thing I want you to do is just truly just take a moment right now, bring one hand to your heart if you can, or both if you can. I know that we're chatting, it might be hard to do both. There is within you an energy that is ready to release all of this. And the universe keeps saying the same thing over and over and over again, that everything that you need is within you right now and inviting you to let go of engaging that which is tearing you down and follow that which is allowing you to thrive. And I want you to take in a deep breath. And here's the key. The minute, and I mean the absolute minute, you allow yourself to relax and trust the intuition that is coming through you and the steps you need to take, this will stop. And it might have a moment. It's kind of like a reboot. It might have a moment, which she calls it so beautifully, wobble. So it might have a moment of wobble. However, take the breath, let it out with sound, and step out your foot into that which you know is true for you.
Many blessings, Brian.
Oh, we love you, Angel. Namaste. You know, Sri, we're so close to the break. Let's just see if we can take one more person.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we're going to run to line 4 and say hi to Corey from California.
Namaste, beloved Angel. Welcome.
Namaste, guys. I'm
hey
so grateful
there.
To get through. Hi.
Hi. We're grateful you're here.
I was just saying, last week's show was so powerful with you guys on the mountain and everything. And then this show, I'm getting dizzy just listening. So I'm grateful to do the spin.
We're grateful to spin with you.
And I would absolutely love a mini soul reading today.
Well, you know, Corey, first and foremost, I just need to share that it is no accident you got through today. Your heart, it's interesting. They keep using the word the triple. It's like your heart right now, it's so cute. You know how at the end of The Grinch Stole Christmas when his heart grew 100 times? That's the visual they keep showing me, is your heart keeps getting, like I'm seeing all these hearts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're saying that as your heart is leading, your mind is receding, meaning that you're starting to trust that which is the truth of who you are. And they're saying, stay diligent in the action and the reward is nigh. And they just keep saying that over and over again. It's like, wake up every morning, be clear on what you want to do, trust your intuition, don't procrastinate, and keep the heart first. Make sure it's what you're loving. It's what's bringing you joy. It's things that when you do it, you feel good and those around you feel good. And everything is growing, growing, growing. They're saying you are heading into a growing season, unlike one you have not ever experienced before. And all you need do is keep walking. And so thank you so much for getting through today.
Thank you for everything. I love the community and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, and we are so grateful, Corey. And we agree with you. The energy is off the charts. In many ways, we are still on Blue Mountain. So thank you for sharing that.
All right. Be well. Thank you.
You too, honey. Namaste. Well, beloved angels, how does the show go this fast, Sri? How does this happen?
Wow. TikTok, here we are.
We are. And remember that as soon as we say hi to somebody, those phone lines open up. We're going to take a quick break. But if you want to get in the queue, it's 888-627-6008.
And we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom. affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be with you right now.
And we are live and we are transiting the final week of June, of this May-June center of the storm. Remember, earlier this month, we hit an apex moment, which put all of us, every single being on this planet, whether they know it or not, whether they like it or not, on this new plateau. And it's going to be all about that July journey. So this is the week. This is the week to say, I'm anchored on the plateau. I've acclimated to the high altitude. I'm not having any more dizziness. I'm ready. Now, speaking of ready, my angels, remember, next week we will be bringing you live all of the July revelations, all of the July predictions, another really big show. And it will be our last live show because we'll be leaving for India about 24 hours after that show. So you're going to want to be with us live next week. However, while we are in India, we are going to be recording and sending in shows every single week. These are going to be as close to real time as they can. And it doesn't mean those mini soul readings stop. It means it's our opportunity to catch up with all of you that are sending us emails. So if you would like to get a mini soul reading during the month of July, please send your mini soul reading request to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. Again, that's guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. And let us know about your mini soul reading request. And we will be doing as many mini soul reading requests every week during the month of July as possible.
And so, beloved ones, that's guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. Just jot a couple of sentences about your life and your request. And we'll be reading those on air, and Kira will be offering you a divine response.
And that will be starting on with the July 9 show, because next week, July 2nd, we are live, and we're going to be within about 24 hours of leaving for India. It's got, I think, just the July journey and all
the
of the energy. It's
journey,
just, and you guys feel it, don't you? You know, Sri and I are, speaking of 24 hours, Guy, we are literally just back from, we're only 24 hours back from Blue Mountain. We're a little bit of a jet lag going on, not too much.
Feels good.
It does feel good. And this is that cosmic embrace, the cosmic moment. Everything is lifting. Everything is in divine flow. And there is so much happening that, of course, it's the time to claim your heart through the polarity.
You know, one of the things Kira, you just reminded me that this whole thing of the altitude and maybe just and jet lag and just a little dizzy is that every time we grow, every time
we lift,
there is a little moment of wobbliness. There's a little moment of, I'm not sure, I'm a little dizzy. And that's because our vibration has lifted out of the rut we were in.
Yep.
Now that rut could feel like stability. You know, the problem or the benefit, depending on perspective, of a rut is it provides you with a sense of predictability and stability and a sense of, I know how to work here. But when we lift out of our rut into a more expanded state, there's a little moment where we're kind of going, wait a minute, the terrain has shifted. I feel a little insecure.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the inner child going, show me the ropes.
Well, and think about it. I love how you're sharing that, Sri, because think about it, guys. When we entered June, in very much way, that apex moment hitting that new plateau is like that. It's like, wait a minute, this is new terrain, and do I need special shoes? You know, do I need altitude stuff? What's going on here? there.
So as our world evolves, one of the things that we it would be useful to evolve is a sense of deeper trust that even if we're feeling a little unstable, a little wobbly, a little lightheaded, a little uncertain, we still have a greater sense of trust in our own divine capacity than the uncertainty could shake. And so, uncertainty is like a wind that blows temporarily. Mm. It is not a reason to run and hide.
No, as a matter of fact, sometimes standing out in the breeze feels pretty good. It gets all those cobwebs out. You find out what you need to release, what you don't need to hold on to.
It can freshen you because polarity is a matter of perspective. And when we move into a little state of elevation, we're actually in between perspectives. You've actually transcended the polarity.
Well, and think about it, guys. Remember, if you go look at that video again, the June Revelations video, and if you watched it earlier in the month, this would be a really good week to watch it again. But you'll remember that the April through July energy is that one kind of circle with that weaving energy, and that we are going to transit. We are going to exit June at this new level, going straight through it. We are not ignoring it. We are going to go straight through it, but we're coming out of this middle moment. Now, if that is bringing you even a breath of anxiety, hand to heart, take a breath, let it out with sound, send out the smile, because you're ready. We are all ready. You have had the blessing of preparation for the July journey, not even in talking about what the August adventure, and that's really what we're calling it, is the July journey and the August adventure. And so you're going to have these opportunities, and they're rich, and they're filled with the opportunity to flourish, and you are a master who can do this.
Well, speaking of flourishing, we want to chat with some of our beautiful callers who are flourishing and growing and bringing their soul's energy into this forum for sharing and celebration.
Oh, we are so blessed. And, you know, we have so much to share in this second half of the show, but let's just quick say hi to a couple people.
We're going to go to line.
Get your pens ready, guys.
Line 3, and say hello to Diane from New Jersey.
Namaste, beloved Diane. Welcome.
Thank you. Namaste. I'd like to have a little. I'd like to have a little reading about my soul's purpose. I've known what it is for many years, but I'm getting caught up in the logistics of how to actually go about it, like in the physical realm.
Yeah, I see it. Wow. Well, first and foremost, thank you for the honor. Truly, Diane, thank you for the honor of being here with you right now. Sri and I are both just kind of looking at each other and smiling. And I, you know, even just the minute you started speaking, my hand certainly went right to my heart. And from my heart to yours, you have this incredible series of archangels and ascended masters around you, and they're all saying the same thing. Stop thinking and start doing. And they just keep saying this over and over again. Stop thinking and start doing. Stop thinking and start doing. That even if you think you're pretending, even if you think, well, this can't be the way to begin, it is. And they're saying that the minute you stop thinking and start doing, this flourishing flow will reveal, and it's just going to kind of be like a connection to a connection to a connection, and everything is just going to come together for you. And I also just want to say that similar to earlier, there was another person that had this 3 energy around them. You very much have this 3 energy around you. It's very much about this trinity, this pyramid, the triangle energy, and that's all about the immortal life encompassing the action of this life. So everything you need is around you. Just truly, it's all I just need to share it because they're making me say it over and over again. Stop thinking, start doing, relax into the smile of what you know is true, and it's right there for you. And so it is a time for you to flourish and to move forward, and I know it is, or you would not have gotten through today. Plus, I love this, Diane. I just looked at this. You actually got through on line 3 as well. I mean, I just love that. So certainly lots of affirmation around you, my love. Many, many blessings.
Oh, namaste.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
You know, one of the things that has been indeed a guide and a resource for Kira and I as we continue to serve the expansion of light through dispensing the wisdom that has come through us. It has been our delight to witness. One of our primary guides has been Archangel Zadkiel.
Such a blessing. Such an amazing blessing.
And Zadkiel has many gifts. Not only the wisdom of the archangelic realm and the direct connection of the Elohim, however, there is a unique humor and ability to have compassionate
tickle. Oh, incredible. And not only compassionate tickle, for those of you that may not be as familiar with Archangel Zadkiel, he is very aligned with the violet flame, often shows up with Saint Germain. Archangel Zadkiel is also credited with being the angel that held back the hand of Abraham from sacrificing his only son.
Yeah.
So lots of this powerful, compassionate energy.
Now, Kira had reminded you that we all are born into density consciousness and we grow through it.
And that's a good thing. Remember, as a master, you chose it because you can do it.
And for many people, they stay in density a long time because they're getting the lessons of polarity.
Absolutely.
They're seeking to inform themselves about those lessons. Now, one of the things that Zadkiel has done in so many ways is to help us get out of the rut of our own languaging of things, because when we use words to talk, we're actually invoking paradigms that go with those words. That's a catch-22. We are talking, we need to communicate, so let's read between the lines to some extent. And one of the things that Zadkiel shared with us some years ago that I want to share with you right now as a foundation of lifting through density, what Zadkiel said was, each whole being, each of us, recognizes that the concept of the self transcends from the me orientation of third dimensional density into a new level of self. I've just added that. And here's how he defines self, S-E-L-F.
Now, S-E-L-F. So if you've got that pencil we were asking you about earlier, you might want to draw the word self kind of like an S, and then on the next line the E, and the next line the L, and the next line the F. So you have S-E-L-F.
So that the concept of self is transcending density into S for soul, evolving life force.
So your S-E-L-F becomes soul evolving life force. Now take that in as a definition of self, soul evolving life force.
So that means that the sense of self is a dynamic evolving definition. And that leads us to what is self-ascension? Because self-ascension is the complete understanding, knowledge, and awareness that all are connected.
It's that beautiful, broad, universal lens. You know, I always smile and giggle and say, come join me up in the Himalayas. And we're actually going to be way up in the Himalayas in about 2 weeks. But, you know, come sit way up high and get that broad angle lens and recognize that all are connected here in this beautiful, extraordinary journey of masters dancing with allness.
Yeah, you know, we began the show talking a little bit about the perspective, the polarity of poverty consciousness.
Yes, yes.
And how to try to balance that through robbery or work or whatever.
And, you know, now that we're here at this apex moment and that we've arrived on this new plateau, this is the time to claim that abundance. It's a time to claim that flow.
And that truly, as we bring our hands to our heart, we move out of the single-pointed perspective of the polarity, and abundance will automatically appear when one surrenders to the flow.
Now, breathe that in. Your abundance automatically appears when you surrender to the flow. And Sri, I have to giggle because a lot of the readings today have been saying that, you know, about, you know, just let the mind go and keep going, or just, you know, keep to your joy. We often resist our own flow. And if you say, yeah, that sounds like me, go take our home study course, Transforming Toxicity. You'll find it at Sri and Kira. I mean, you'll find it at selfascension.com in the home study. Take Transforming Toxicity. Because when we let go of the resistance, our abundance automatically comes forward.
But the magic word here in this sentence from Zadkiel, abundance automatically appears when one surrenders to the flow. The key is one must surrender to the flow. Because that trust that allows you to surrender, then you are trusting the divine in action and all is provided.
Now, that's an important discernment, guys, because the divine is in action, right? But we stop the divine from being in action when we stop the flow, when we say, forget it, I don't want to be in this surrender, I'm going to make things harder. Imagine taking all the energy that goes into your fear and your frustration and making things complex and harder. Imagine how easy it is to just kind of exhale with a smile, mm-hmm. have your hand on your heart, and accept a flow.
In the divine flow, the outer world will reorganize to support you. And that, again, is why trust is so important.
Well, and I love how Archangel Zadkiel talks about, remember that the divine must be in action. And this is Zadkiel's words, who is saying directly, not sitting on a couch repeating affirmations and wondering why nothing's happening. That is not an active energy. You are the divine master. Be in action.
You know, one of the things also to remember, and again, we're using the example of abundance because it's such a common concern for many people that keeps them out of their flow, that keeps them in a sense of doubt. You know, in Western culture, many people are conditioned to be insecure about the future.
And think about the planetary thought body right now, especially if you're in any type of a developed society. The planetary thought body right now wants you afraid, especially about your financial future, and that tends to be a domino effect on everything else.
And so the Madison Avenue world is conditioning the insecurity to make that normal.
As is the whole fiat money system. Absolutely. And I think we can agree on that there's this planetary thought body, and this is why taking in that breath on your heart and going right, popping through the planetary thought body, getting into the fifth dimensional realms and above, sends that flow right where it can support you immediately, instantaneously. You are a miracle maker. You have the potential to instantaneously manifest. And, you know, I have to admit, we are honored because we have this incredible team of miracle makers around us. And you can learn about that at toastofmiracleteam.com, that every miracle maker we are connected with is having incredible things happen because of that trust in divine flow and the remembrance of yourself as a miracle maker.
And that remembrance takes a little practice because we are the outer world conditions you to interrupt your flow. And for example, the common thoughts that often circulate in people's heads are, you know, how am I going to pay my mortgage?
Right.
Where's the next payment coming?
Right.
Or I'm going to need some insurance because something bad might happen to me. These are common thoughts and they are indicators that your trust is not strong enough.
Thereby, it paralyzes your divine energy in action.
And where there is doubt, there is a lack of trust, and there is a lack of flow.
Now, I think we should say that again, guys. I want you to really underline this. Where there is doubt, there is lack of trust, meaning there is lack of flow. Doubt directly steals your flow. So think about that. It paralyzes the divine action. And so when you are externally organized and you organize everything around external conditions, you're actually further separating from your soul's energy. Thereby, that true sense of self is gone. Because remember that definition of self? Soul evolving life force.
So think of this paradox and this polarity, the inner world versus the outer world. As we are relaxing our dependency on outer conditionality to define us, we then move into this higher order definition of self, the soul evolving life force. We're able to access our authentic divine energy. Now, soul evolving life force means our alignment is with your authenticity, which is a portal of light and love that is restorative and attractive.
I'll take it. Give me five. I'll take it.
And when we align with our authenticity, we are emanating an energy into our aura that attracts, it magnetizes that which is appropriate and good for us. Now, this leads us to another wonderful definition from Archangel Zadkiel. And when I want you to just write this down, just as you wrote down S-E-L-F, well, write down L-I-F-E, because what is life? Letting in forever the eternal.
Woo!
Letting in forever the eternal energy. As we move into this higher order thinking, as we relax into our heart chakra, not getting caught in the turbulence of the lower chakra's polarities, we become an authentic being in a body. The divine energy of our soul resides and anchors and circulates in our heart chakra. The lower chakras are to maintain the body. The heart chakra is the gateway to the higher consciousness.
Exactly. And this is why, my angels, it is absolutely so important to remember that, to discover the power of this through the polarity. The polarity is not your enemy. The polarity is not harming you. It's gifting you with the opportunity to come forward and ignite an ever greater flow and an ever greater attractor field. You know, your soul alignment, as Sri mentioned, is in alignment with the truth of who you are. And the minute you allow yourself to relax into reigniting that portal, which is filled with light and love, you immediately restore that which is out of balance. You ignite incredible attractive energy, and the flow of divine abundance is so natural that you begin to forget what chaos is.
And so what happens with a little bit of commitment and surrender to trust is we train our ego to stop interrupting our flow, to stop doubting, to stop being afraid. You know, the ego is here for ego. The ego is here for the journey. The ego is how we learn how to walk on the right side of the road, keep our bodies safe, and the ego must be trained to trust the soul.
Now think about that, guys, and who's better to train the ego than you? Your soul. When we relax into our self-ascended presence, when we invite the soul to lead, when our true self comes forward, we ignite the flow that is our natural state once more. But remember, what's the trap? The trap is doubt. And when we feel doubt, please do something that is as simple as we talked about in the first part of the show. Bring one hand not to the left, not to that physical heart. Bring it to kind of the center of the chest by that high heart area. Put that other hand on top of it. Take in a deep connected breath. Let it out with sound, even if that sound is a yell. It doesn't matter. Just let it out with sound and then smile. Because you're sending a signal in that moment. It's a simultaneous signal of reassurance to both the body and spirit that I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, because I am ready to flourish.
And in that readiness to flourish, we affirm our trust in life, letting in forever the eternal.
Now, did you grab that one, guys? L-I-F-E, what is life? To let in forever the eternal.
And that eternal essence is the foundation of oneness and joy. And speaking of joy.
And speaking of oneness, remember, next week, we're going to be talking all about the energy of July, transit this final week of June, acclimating to this new high level, this new plateau. You arrived at the apex moment. You're here. You're ready. You're open. And you, my angel, are indeed guided.
Oh, bring that hand back to the heart.
Let's
center,
do it now.
The ascended heart, breathing in deeply and fully with a smile on your face, and know that Kira and I love you. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.